Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Labor's Shared Work Program, a program to help businesses and workers make it through the slow times. Learn more about this alternative to layoffs at sharedwork.mo.gov.
The governor will present his budget proposal this week.
Governor Nixon's final State of the State address is Wednesday. It's also when he will unveil his proposed budget for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. Senate Majority Floor Leader Mike Kehoe hopes the governor and Republicans can find common ground.
I think jobs and the economy is a nonpartisan issue.
Governor Nixon says this election year will create more attention for his proposal. The governor's address will be carried live at MissouriNet.com. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
A state senator criticizes the Republican-led legislature for spending much more time on abortion than it has on Ferguson. But Republican leaders say more hearings on Ferguson are coming. Mike Lear has more.
Two legislative hearings on abortion issues were held last week. More are planned, and this follows a series of hearings over the summer on Planned Parenthood. University City Democrat Maria Chappelle Nadell compares that to a committee formed after riots in Ferguson that met only twice.
And I wish the amount of time that has been put on this particular issue was also put on the people who have been treated like savages within communities that look like mine and across the nation.
Staff for the Senate chair of the committee that met about Ferguson says an annual report is in the works and more meetings will be held this year. Mike Lear, Missouri Net.
Missouri has nearly 1 million borrowers with outstanding federal student loans. Senator McCaskill says skyrocketing college tuition is one of the most important public policy issues facing America.
The average debt for a Missouri graduate of a public or private four-year institution is $26,000.
McCaskill supports a bill in Congress that would allow graduates to refinance. A weekend fire at a funeral home near Camdenton, Missouri, has caused extensive damage. That fire is under investigation. You're listening to news on Missouri Net. Snow is in the forecast for tomorrow for Missouri. National Weather Service meteorologist Chris Bowman takes a look at what we might expect.
Tuesday morning through late Tuesday night, generally coming from the northwest and then spreading to the southeast. And it looks, again, like the heaviest amounts will be across the northern part of the state, say 3 to 4 inches from Moberly, Chillicothe, Trenton. There might be a pocket of upwards of 5 inches across parts of the north central to northeastern part of the state.
Bowman says there's a chance of minor glazing of ice in the southern part of Missouri before changing over to all snow. The northern two-thirds of the state is under a wind chill advisory this morning as cold Arctic air occupies Missouri. Single-digit temperatures combined with winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour will put wind chill indices in the negative 15-degree range. This is news on Missouri Net.